And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hex. Scotland is pumping the brakes on transgender treatments for minors. It's actually a bit of a surprise coming out of Scotland, isn't it? A youth gender clinic in Glasgow announced a pause on new prescriptions for puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for those under the age of 18. The report recommended extreme caution with cross-sex hormones for 16 to 17-year-olds and said puberty blockers should only be given in a research context due to impacts on brain and bone development. Pretty major change, of course, as Britain reevaluates its gender-affirming, nonsensical approach to children. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is upending women's sports, parental rights, and due process on campuses with sweeping changes to Title IX. Under the new rules, schools must now allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their gender identity or how they felt when they awoke that morning. And biological males are going to be allowed to compete against females. The regulation also encourages schools to unconstitutionally curtail free speech in the name of preventing harassment, like punishing kids for using biologically correct pronouns. And it also undermines the parents' right to know if schools secretly affirm their child's transgender identity. Lawsuits obviously are certainly coming, but the damage to women's rights and free speech and fairness might just take years to undo. And here's another kicker. Biden's latest vote-buying scheme to cancel billions more in student loans overwhelmingly benefit the wealthy. Found that the $84 billion forgiveness plan, on top of last year's $500 billion income-based repayment overhaul, will especially help households earning over $300,000 annually. And those high-earning households stand to have about $25,000 wiped out on average. I thought progressives were all about harming the rich, not actually helping them. But I guess when it comes to bribing voters with loan bailouts, they'll do whatever it takes. Finally, a disturbing case out of Canada. A transgender military chaplain. I feel like those two words don't go together. Anyway, a transgender military chaplain has been suspended for inappropriate sexual comments or requests. The man, now living as a woman, was charged after military police investigated but found insufficient evidence for criminal prosecution. Just days earlier, the man was featured on the Transgender Day of Visibility, spouting off platitudes about diversity making the armed forces stronger. But Mr. Chaplain, sir, yes, sir, when you replace the actual living God with your God of gender ideology, you do nothing but produce rotten fruit. Pretending is not something that will ever make sexual perversion something that's pure. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.